Alrighty. Hey gang. Welcome back, you guys. Episode 140 of Zero Carb Journal. I'm Matt, as always, and nice to see you guys. How are you? Hope you're having a great week. I gotta do a little quick adjustment here on my get the chat going here. I forgot to do that. So give me 1 minute here and I'll get the chat on the screen there. That should do it, hopefully. No? Okay. Well, good morning, y'all. Hold on, give me a second. Let me try that one more time. Let's see if I can do a better job there. That should do it. Okay. All right. Hey, gang. Welcome back, you guys. So, how are ya? Good morning. It is Sunday morning. Pretty early, about 7 o'clock, as you can see on my clock on the wall there. And we're just starting to get some light here. We have been in the pouring rain. It's been the beginning of fall here. And so we've been dropped way down in temperature and getting a ton of rain. And I'm loving it, to be honest. It feels really good. The air's all crisp and clean and all the smoke is gone. And leaves are falling and changing. It's really nice. I'm really enjoying it. Hope you guys are having a good kickoff to fall here. Hope you guys are off to a good start. So it's going to be a rainy day today, it looks like here. We got a little sun right now in the morning, it looks like, and I'm doing great. I'm having a good morning. I'm looking forward to the day, looking forward to some football and some relaxing on a Sunday. So I hope you guys are doing great. Hope you guys are having a good week and a good month and all that. So let's see. How are you guys? How am I? Let's talk about zero carb. So this week was pretty basic for me. I've been keeping it really, really simple. So eating mostly my homegrown ground beef. And what else did I eat this week? I ate a little bit of ribeye sliced thin like I like so much. I have been going to town, every month. I don't go to town very much, but when I do go, I've been going and stocking up on some little bit of ribeye or, you know, whatever else I feel like having. Usually a little bit of fatty cut brisket or ribeye is what it's been lately that I've been slicing thin and cooking like my bacon. And I've really been enjoying that. And so I did have that little bit of that this week. Felt great. Been feeling good all week. Didn't have any more bacon, which is always good for me. And eggs. I have been adding eggs regularly these days, so I've been eating eggs pretty much daily. Same as I've been talking about these last few weeks, I haven't been noticing anything really off-putting about them, except I do end up being a little looser when I go to the bathroom, a little looser stool than normal, which I'm always pretty loose. And sometimes that leads to not urgency in the old UC style that I would get. But I do end up being in a bit of a rush to get to the toilet. And that's what the eggs do to me. So nothing that is uncomfortable or painful or really throws me off my schedule. So I'm sticking with them. Been feeling great eating them and really enjoying eating them. So on that note, let's take a break so I can thank my sponsor, letsgetchecked.com. I don't know if you can see the box. It looks like a white box right now. It's too dark in here and right outside. But letsgetchecked.com is my sponsor, and they are a home blood test company. I have been so, so enjoying their sponsorship. It is a great product for us carnivores who are starting our journeys way down the road in our journeys, anywhere in your journey. What a wonderful way to be able to test your progress, see how you're doing. You can use my links below. It's trylgc.com, and then whatever test you're looking for. They have tests like cholesterol, testosterone, CRP, on and on down the list. They can really give you a lot of information. Helps you know where you are in your journey. I'm a huge fan of them. They are a sponsor of mine, so we have a great partnership going on. And that you guys have been so wonderful in supporting me via this program. I really appreciate it. It's been made a huge difference to me, both the blood tests and your support. So I thank you very much. So please do check out letsgetchecked.com. Use my TryLGC links, and you can get 20% off at your next purchase with my code ZEROCARB. So there's the business stuff out of the way. Let's move on. So I had a great week. I've been eating fairly plain and simple. But I am, it's so funny, isn't it, you guys, how you can be so sort of immune or I don't, immune's not the right word, but variety becomes really a non-issue on zero carb. And that's one of my favorite things about this way of eating is that, you know, when you start, you're absolutely sure that there's no way that you are going to be able to eat the same thing every day, every meal. It sounds insane coming from your old paradigm. You know, when you're eating carb-based meals, it seems like you're always searching for a new way to get those carbs in you. You know, you want this flavor one time, and then no, you don't want that. You think you want another flavor, and you spend all day thinking about what you're going to have for dinner. And, you know, zero carb, your mental state just changes completely. And this is something that, you know, when you're talking to folks who are new to zero carb or trying to come to zero carb, it's one of those things that is just unbelievable when you're not here, when you haven't felt it. You can imagine that you'll get there. You can ponder what people are telling you when they're telling you they don't want other foods or need other meals. But until you get here and your physiology changes, you really won't understand that that it's much deeper than something on the conscious level. It's not something you can just say, yeah, I just sort of got used to it, and now I don't crave those other things. It's something much more physical than that, I believe. I think there's a real solid physiological change that happens. And I would propose, these are just theories, thoughts, beliefs. I would propose that that much like the way when you are like when I was younger and getting into drinking alcohol, I wanted to have it every different way, right? I wanted to go have margaritas, and then I'd have beer, and then I'd have shots or whatever it was, and then you'd think about what you were going to drink the next weekend or, you know, whatever it was. And I recognize that that shows up anytime you have something that is, well, an addiction. And you know, I'm not saying for sure the carbs are addiction, although I do believe there's a strong component there. But I am just trying to explain that that it's impossible to know how deep and true that feeling is of not needing variety. It's not something we just say to make ourselves feel better as carnivores. So it's been such an interesting thing to experience, and it's so interesting to talk about it to non-carnivores, because in my mind I'm always going, yeah, they don't believe me. And they'll nod and say yes, and oh, that sounds nice. But it's just impossible to understand that I every day eat boring ground beef burgers that look exactly the same. They have no flavor that is added to them. You know, I don't change them. And yet every meal that I sit down with those things, they are freaking delicious. And I look forward to them every time. And when I think about what I want to eat, I just want to eat those. So it's so interesting how significantly our mental state changes on this way of eating. And I just find it so endlessly fascinating and totally worth discussion. And it's something that that if you're new and you're just getting ready to try zero carb, or you're just starting and you're struggling, I just want to encourage you, just stay the course. There's a reason why we tell people that 30 days is kind of the minimum. You know, it's when you're going to start to see some of those changes happen. You'll still be having, you know, some cravings for carbs and struggling to figure out what your normal is, what's going to work for you on the day to day after a month. But you'll be starting to get past some of those real strong mental tricks that your mind is going to play on you. You know, one of the most insidious ones is how when you eat carbs, they typically make people feel terrible, but they're not aware of it until they get away from them. once you begin to get away from them in those first weeks or, you know, week or 2 weeks, you usually are going to have moments of feeling even more terrible. Just like if you were to quit drinking or drinking coffee or shooting heroin or any kind of addiction, you know, there's a period of withdrawal that makes you feel terrible. Now, we know that that's coming with coffee. We totally stop drinking coffee and go, man, I can't function, these headaches. But what happens when people stop eating carbs is they get those terrible feelings that are withdrawals, and they eat a little bit of carbs because they're, you know, having these strong signals from their body that they should eat some carbs. And they eat some carbs, and they instantly feel a little bit better. You know, this is maybe day 5 or whatever of trying to go carnivore. And so they go, man, my body really likes carbs. Those must be good for me. And so that's a really natural thing to have happen, and a really natural part of this process of getting to zero carbs. So it's not an easy place to get to. You do need discipline. And for me, you know, I was given that discipline through fear. You know, I was so sick. I was so scared. That it pushed me to give this an honest try, and thank goodness. So I do understand that people who aren't in that situation, this is probably going to be a pretty difficult place to get to. But I'm just bringing all this up because if you're here, you know, watching this because you're new or you're trying it for the first time and you're only a little ways in, or you're thinking about trying it, you know, I just want to encourage you that, that it will be tough, and that you will need some discipline, that you shouldn't expect the first week to be, you know, all perfect. And, you know, for me, I stuck with it because I did see glimmers of things being way better than it had ever been. You know, instantly my pain was greatly reduced, and you know, I stopped bleeding, which I was doing at the time. You know, there, despite the difficulties, I was able to see that I was heading towards a better place. I don't know if everyone has that experience. And I guess I just would like to encourage everybody to, you know, stay the course and give it a fair try. So there's that. What else can we talk about, you guys? I guess let's just talk about the week coming up and what we're gonna do and look forward to, and then we'll call it good, I suppose. It's we're doing fine on time here. So this week coming up, I'm really looking forward to it. I hope that we get some breaks in the weather, because I'm sure looking forward to some bike rides in the fall weather. I have been really enjoying my new bike, you guys, just riding it a ton, and it's been so great to get outside and be mobile after not having that all summer. So it came right when it started to rain, unfortunately, but that's okay. I really enjoy the fall and you know, riding through the crisp air. So I'm really looking forward to getting outside, working on some bike rides. I've been doing a little bit of work around the place, kind of getting ready for winter. So I've got a little more ditch digging and stuff like that to do, which is on my list. And for the most part, I think I'm just kind of looking forward to getting settled in. I've got a bunch of office stuff that I've been focusing on these past few weeks, and I'm continuing it still on my desk to take over just website upgrades and things like that. So I've got a big week planned in terms of what I'd like to accomplish. I've already sat down, actually written out my goals for this week. But I'm just really looking forward to be honest with you, heading into fall, looking forward to the season change, looking forward to some football. And really kind of just, you know, having fun watching. We are in an exciting time right now, so I am watching, you know, things unfold, and really just hopeful for the future, and basically trying to do my best to stay on my mission of making progress, staying positive, moving myself forward on a daily basis. So that's what I'm working on. I'm sometimes struggling these days, to be honest with you, to stay positive. I've been, you know, kind of doing the same thing for a few years here, and I was really headed towards some change, I thought, in, you know, this year, but it's not quite time. Things have, you know, it's obviously a strange year for everybody, what with, you know, travel being restricted and all that. So, and for me, you know, I made a significant change in my financial situation. I basically lost most of my work that I'd been counting on, that had been steady. So things are a little different for me, but they're not bad. They're just different, and I'm just in a different place than I had planned on being. I was hoping to, you know, be traveling and moving forward on some different stuff, but I'm actually feeling super positive and the most important thing is that I'm just super stoked on my zero carb progress and how settled and comfortable it is now. So a little bit of hope for those of you who are just starting. It just gets better. It gets easier. You get more and more confident. And more than anything, what I'd really like to be doing, which is what I was hoping to do right now, is I'd like to be getting out in the world and pushing myself a little more to test how I can survive, exist out there on this way of eating. So I know that in this country, I'm able to find this food anywhere and able to do well. So I'd like to travel a bit. I'd like to go about around the world a little bit and just see how I do as a carnivore. It's kind of one of the last barriers or question marks for me. Like, can I live this lifestyle and still do those things? And so, you know, I've done a little bit of traveling as a carnivore, but I'd like to do some long flights and go to some foreign countries and just kind of see if I can fit into the rest of the world and maintain my carnivore lifestyle. So, you know, that's coming in the future for me for sure. I'm really looking forward to it. But in the meantime, I've got a little got a little time to focus on more progression here. So that's my deal. That's what I'm looking forward to this week. In the near future, I have been so much appreciating your guys' support. Still, just your comments every week, your views, our chats when you're here. I really, really, really appreciate it. So thank you guys so much for all your support, all your comments. As always, you guys have just made a huge difference in my life, and I appreciate it so much. So thank you, thank you, thank you. So I think that's enough for today. I have some stuff in the works. I'm going to work on a new blood test for you from Let's Get Checked. I know that there's some stuff. Some of you have been asking to see some of my numbers, so I've been a little bit remiss. I've just been doing my weekly chats, and to be honest with you, that's been enough for me. But I'll try and make some more time to get some other videos up. I do want to make sure that we, you know, keep pushing some other information out there. I definitely want to share with you some of my cooking stuff. I've been saying that forever and I haven't done it. So hopefully that'll come soon. But hey, you guys, that's enough for today. We've been going for almost 20 minutes. So I really appreciate all of you being here. Thank you so much for your support. And hope you guys have a wonderful Sunday and a wonderful week. Stay the course, make some progress. Come back. Let's do this again next week. And so hope you guys have a great Sunday. I'm going to hit the outgoing video. And I'm going to go on to my relaxing Sunday. So I hope you guys have a great day, and I'll see you next week. All right, guys. Thanks. See ya.